With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Travis Snell, and this is a part of the Golden Geeks. We recorded for nearly 4 hours talking about a plethora of different categories. We go to 2022 and nominate, just like the Oscars, nominate what we would think is best actor, best supporting actress, stuff like that. Best film, most anticipated, best scene, best visuals, best score, all that good jazz, right? So what we'll be doing here is either you can go over to our Patreon right now and join the Phase 2 tier. That'll be the link, the first link down below, and you can lock almost all 4 hours. If not, we'll be releasing categories separately throughout the weeks, and then at the end we'll drop a full episode in the near future. But yeah, there are so many that we're going to be dropping it this way. And then whatever the category is in the title of the episode, that's the category you'll be getting. We appreciate for listening. We appreciate you, for everyone that's getting the episode early and ad free over Patreon, supporting us there. We really appreciate it, and we hope you enjoy this category.
Let's do best female lead.
Okay, best female lead. Right. Okay. Who you want to start with?
Ladies first. I'm going to pitch Pearl.
Do you know her name?
Mia Goth.
Have you heard her real voice?
I don't think so, actually.
You should look it up. It's fucking wild.
Is she from somewhere?
You wouldn't be able to tell that voice, but she's definitely from somewhere, like a different planet. But great actress, absolutely backed.
Yes, I will back that.
I'll go the next obvious one. Michelle Yeoh for Everything Everywhere.
Hell yeah.
I'll back it.
Okay, there you go. Taylor Field. I understand the movie. You can't even back this
back
performance. You said that once I started getting heated. Like, she has to do a lot in that movie. Multiverse stuff. She's taking. Go ahead, Taylor.
Amber Midthunder from Prey.
Backed.
I back.
Oh, yeah.
Good one. Sorry, I'm trying to write all this down.
That's fine.
Let's see. I will nominate Keke Palmer as Emerald in Nope.
Backed. A lot of agreements in this category so far. That's good.
Would Selena be in this category? Selena Kyle?
Zoe Kravitz. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I back her.
Okay. I'm pitching her then.
Dylan Taylor.
I feel like more of a supporting on that one.
I feel like supporting as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if we have to get her somewhere, yeah, we can save her. If it's support or nothing, sure.
Okay, then.
He gets another one. Okay.
Well, I just lose my pick if it just gets turned down. You can go.
That's how it's worked in the past when I, for example, you know, valiantly nominated Taylor's pick of Barbarian, and then it didn't get voted, and then I missed my turn.
Craig just wants to take all the lead actress.
Are you going?
Sure. I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right. This was my pitch earlier during the movie. Is Roselle Chan. She plays May May. I just think what we've nominated voice actresses and actors before, I think she brings a lot of life to that role. Yes, and a lot of energy. Yes, it's the animation does that too. But I think that she has to carry a lot with kind of making you fall in love with this character, being very over the top, but kind of settling in like this teen angst and this teen like being embarrassed and stuff like that. So that's my pitch.
That's who I was going to pitch. I was looking up the name.
Okay, yeah. I'm probably not saying it right, but yeah.
It looks like Rosalie.
Rosalie Chang?
Yeah.
Chian? Yeah, Rosalie. May May. Okay, so it's been backed. Tayfield. Don't even try Bryce Dallas Howard. Don't even look at it.
I don't know how far this will get. I'm going to drop Sandra Bullock from The Lost City. She was incredible in this movie.
I liked her. The Lost City.
The Channing Tatum rom-com one.
Never heard that in my life. The Lost City.
The rom-com with Channing Tatum.
Is there a subtitle to that, or is that just the whole
movie? Elijah Woods in it.
Oh, Elijah
Wood? Daniel Radcliffe, sorry.
Yeah, it's Elijah Wood.
Classic mix-up. Yeah.
All those guys doing freaky roles these days.
Yeah. No, I won't back it.
Sorry, I didn't even know it existed until this minute. You could say this movie's a bit of a flop, but I'm going to go with Florence Pugh as Alice.
Thank you. That's my next
Don't
one.
Don't Worry, Darling.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Mr. Patzer.
Oh, gosh. All right. What do I got here?
What do you got?
You what do I got? Like, I don't got
next
much.
Next ad break, because that's what we're taking right now.
Thank you. I need time.
And we're back.
It was too quick. I'm not like
something
super,
no listener ever said.
I'm not super confident on like going forward on any major female leads. I guess Anya from The Northman, but is that more supporting as well? Probably.
It's more supporting, and I don't
supporting.
Support. Okay. Support.
I'll save her.
You can pitch another one because you didn't like officially pitch that, but.
But like, I think I'm just exhausted on my list.
Okay,
I don't
that's
think
fine.
I have like
maybe Joey
seven
King
more here.
From Bullet Train.
Who?
I Joey have King. Supporting.
Supporting.
Okay, there you go.
Supporting.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
I'm just in the wrong category.
You picked this category.
My last pick that I have, because yeah, I'm almost out of here too, is Letitia Wright for Black Panther: Wakanda Forever.
Yes, I'll back it.
Backed.
Mm-hmm. Don't know why Kirkland didn't have her, but that's okay.
It's a good one. She's alright.
Yeah. Taylor Fields. Brands. He's thinking hard.
I don't have any more, so I'll just do an honorable mention. I will say Grace Fulton from Fall. She played the main girl stuck up on that tower. And man,
it's on my watch list.
As far as people go being stuck on a tower, she made me think she was up on that tower.
Dylan's climbing nightmare watching Fall.
No, I can't wait.
What if I get, yeah.
That's my literal nightmare. At the Fear of Heights.
I haven't seen it, so I can't back it, but I hope she's great.
That's more an honorable mention than anything.
I'll never watch that movie, Taylor. I'll tell you that right now, and I'm not backing it.
I'll watch it with you.
Not good enough.
We're all Dylan, you guys.
I got a few more here. I'll throw them out. Okay, this is a spoiler for this movie, so be warned. Janelle Monáe as Andy / Helen from Glass Onion.
Yeah, it's a good... Oh, fuck, we didn't even talk about... I guess probably made the top five. I backed that, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely wasn't a top five contender for me.
No, but the fact that we didn't even talk about it at all. Yikes. I back it.
No third?
Never seen the movie.
Taylor, you were on the review, weren't you?
Yeah, I would back it.
Still, why are you waiting for Knives Out?
Glass Onions?
Glass Onions. Sorry.
Shay hasn't seen Knives Out yet, and she wants to watch that movie first, even though I told her it's like anthology, so it doesn't
that's
really...
That's fair. But okay, but yeah, no, good pick.
Ladies' decision.
Okay, so we've got Pearl, so that's fine, but also Mia Goth as, I guess, Maxine would be her other character's name in X.
I would actually back it. I like her a lot as that character. So
doing the double?
I'd back it.
All right.
That lake scene. Ugh. The alligator.
Once again, this is, I think, I know only Travis has seen this, but the actress from Men, I didn't write the actress's name down, which I should have done. Harper Mallow is the character's name, but that is a great performance. Only two of us. And Travis is out of here. I was going to nominate Georgina Campbell, who plays Tess in Barbarian, but I don't know how the room... I guess it sounds like the room doesn't think that's a great performance.
I don't think it's a bad performance. I'd back it.
I think the writing around the character was just a little bit weird at times. Yeah. But like her overall performance was really good. Like she really... I felt her susness from Mr. Skarsgård when she first gets the Airbnb there. So, yeah, I think she portrayed a realistic character until it got a little bit...
until the movie needed her not to be realistic.
Yeah.
Because you know what happens? If she turns around and walks out, calls the police, movie's over. But no, we can't do that.
She called the police. That didn't work.
My last... pick here. This is just one of those actresses that no matter what movie she's in, no matter how small her role is, like she's just at that tier right now. She's always going to get a nom from me, and that's Anya Taylor-Joy as Margot in The Menu. I don't think it's one of her all-time great performances just because of what that movie is, but she is just so great that I definitely worth the shout out for me. Any seconds on that?
I would back that.
I'd back it. I really liked her in that.
Look at that.
She was one of my, I wasn't as high on the movie as I was expecting, but the performances, specifically from her and Ralph Fiennes, I thought were phenomenal.
Okay, I think that was all mine.
Okay, got a bit more of a contenders this time versus the score. A bit more debate here.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at that.
Okay, can I start with kind of like what 11. You did dealing with the best films? I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but all of us for Pearl is a lock. I know she's on there twice, but I feel like Pearl at least is a for sure lock.
Yes. Pop it.
Yeah, I feel like that's up there.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Michelle Yeoh.
I'm that way with Michelle Yeoh, but Taylor gave some.
I'll back it. So we have
some
three.
Quiet, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Taylor's going to
lock it. Lock it.
He keeps locking her after the fact. You know? All right. Now it's open field, literally, because I'm happy with a lot of these performances.
Keke Palmer, that's my next one.
That would be a lock for me. That would be a lock for me. Just Taylor? So much fun. So charismatic.
Yeah.
Just
her in that opening,
so
like when she's doing the full. Oh, so good.
I'm leaning towards it, but I don't know if I want to yet because we just locked two really quickly.
We did.
Well, and we hop, skip, jumped over your Amber Mid.
I know. That scares me.
Okay. I think I'm a lock on Keke Palmer. So.
Oh, we got three.
I was trying to give Taylor the benefit of the doubt here, but
I'm scared.
I'm a lock on getting Mid Thunder out. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Okay.
She's great.
Yeah, this is actually pretty tricky from here on out. I think the last two that I nominated could be easy cuts at this point. Anya Taylor-Joy and Georgina Campbell. Menu, Barbarian.
I would cut Joy. I think it's good, but I don't think it's anything Anya hasn't done before. I want to keep Georgina in for a little bit just to see.
Okay. Kirkland Taylor, what do you guys think about those two?
I'm okay to cut both those.
Taylor? Well, Anya's gone. Sorry.
Yeah, Anya could
go. She'll be back. She'll be back.
And who was your second one? Sorry?
Georgina Campbell of Barbarian. fame.
Yeah, we could probably see her go too.
All right.
Wow, I kept her in Tudin. Look at that. Okay, let's get it out of the way. How are you guys feeling about the voice acting?
Rosalie. That's not what I thought you were going to say.
This guy.
No, I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying because that's like a different one, and I feel like either you're not for, like, it has to be Locke, but like, I could see that being someone's easy cut, not just Taylor because he wasn't a fan. And Taylor, you got to separate it though. You got to separate the acting from the, you know.
It's not an easy cut for me. I think she really. I mean, when you nominated her, you listed off a lot of just powerful, charismatic emotion she brought to the role of voice act. Like, I felt like the animated character was truly a person. So I think voice actor behind that was a really big part of it.
Okay.
What about Florence?
It's not a lock tier for me on that
one. No, I wasn't saying lock. I was just trying to read the room. Florence is not a cut for me. I'll show my hand. I think she's pretty up there for me because that movie is very mediocre, a lot of problems, but she makes it almost good. It's just like, again, separating performance from movie quality. That's why she's still around, probably higher up for me, because she just delivers. She's the only reason I would watch it again, like, just because her performance was so good. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I would watch that again. And then I'd watch it, like, why am I watching this movie? I go, right, because it's Florence Pugh. Mm-hmm. I would, that's not a lock, or that's not a kick for me, and it's higher up on my list.
Yeah. It's not easy, but a cut to make it. I mean, we got Mia Goth. We have a better performance from her where she has to do a lot more. So I'm okay to drop Maxine at this point.
Mm-hmm. I would cut Maxine.
Okay. But, I don't know how many... Have we ever had one actor in the same... Obviously, Margot Robbie showed up a million times for her different roles, but never, two in the same contender list, I don't think.
I think we did in 2018 when Briggs and Kyle were still here, and they agree with me on this. We had Thanos in supporting, I think, and then Josh Cable Brolin in supporting. So I think... but I have Thanos as a lead, though, actually, maybe. So, yeah. But I put her... Because I'm just trying to think about... It's tough with the cuts. Shuri was maybe my next... Leaning, she has to do a lot of great stuff in there still. Very powerful performance, but it's a bit more subdued. But this is tough. How's everyone, because Taylor spoke about it too, how's everyone feel about Mid-Thunder? Because I think it's solid, but it's not like crazy good.
Not a ton of dialogue, right? Yeah. It's more of a, the eyes.
That's what makes it so much better. It's just, her ability to act and deliver this role without having to use words.
These are tough.
This is really hard.
Now.
Yeah. This is really, really hard. And then, I mean, sorry, Kirkland is a spoiler, but, like, being two different characters in Glass, and, like, very different, even just the way she speaks, right? It has, like, a different accent, but also just, like, her posture and stuff like that. She's truly playing two different characters, and that's always inherently impressive. You know, go back to, like, Split and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, she has a ton of great scenes. So, this is really hard, actually, to decide between these five. Two more slots left. Oh, my God, how are we going to do this?
I have not seen Don't Worry, Darling, so I have no comment on Florence Pugh's performance
It's Florence Pugh, though. I mean,
you know it's good. Yeah. No.
You know. Yeah.
Do we do like a put bullet points by our tops or our bottoms to get the ball rolling here?
I think May is like a cut here for me.
Kirkland, that's a you decision. I'm not ready, but Taylor
not to throw
her,
the voice actors under the bus by any means, but this is just a killer list right here.
She belongs on that list.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that.
All right.
What about Kirkland? You didn't talk about Mid-Thunder.
She's high up on my list right now.
Okay, this is tough.
My top two.
Yeah,
my top two would be Mid-Thunder and Florence.
Okay.
Letitia is close behind, so I guess that shows my cards on May May.
Apologistness that you're doing. That's not a word, but that's your fourth out of the five,
yeah,
and you're not ready to get rid of her? Come on.
I'm not ready to say goodbye.
make that cut, Kirkland.
Yeah, come
Why
on.
Why don't you cut her?
Because we have two picks, and you're keeping your fourth on the list
still. I thought you said your top.
I just said my top two.
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. But it's a situation, right, where if one gets in, he might want May May over the other person that gets in, right? We're in that scenario. Yeah.
Strategy.
Okay. Yeah. That's the bottom of his list. He hasn't seen Glass Onion. That's his lowest
pick.
That's
fair. That's fair.
Let's cut it. Come on, Kirkland. That's your bottom pick.
Cut Glass Onion because I haven't seen it.
That's a better. That's better than.
I'd be down to cut Glass Onion.
I'd have to take your word for it.
Yeah.
I couldn't cut Glass Onion.
We're in a tricky situation.
But could
Kirkland
you cut Florence Pugh, Taylor?
Yeah, you can't, right? So they're kind of tough.
I could cut Maymay, though.
Yeah, cut her. Don't. She's a little child. Leave her alone. My top.
All right, Mid Thunder, you gotta go.
I definitely have Florence in my top two as well. And then,
should we lock Florence Pugh?
I'm down if Kirkland's down, but it looked like he's thinking.
Sure.
Sure. But... All
right. It's my top two. So
okay.
We got one more slot. Oh my god, one more slot. Yeah, I feel bad and I don't because I know Shuri has seen great success over in the MCU Golden Geeks. Right, but should I say that as an argument to not vote her in here when it is a great performance? That's the internal battle I'm having with myself right now.
She's also won for this role before too. She won Best Supporting in 2019 when we had her in there.
Ooh, that's an exclusive club of people who have been nominated for the same character multiple times.
Yep. Margot Driver. Mine's still on Maymay. I think it's still just with the voice alone, what she has to do, Mid Thunder. I think great points about she has, you know, has to act through eyes, but then there's a lot of just running and a lot of just action, which there's no acting there. Sure, I think is great, but I think it's because a lot of it, it's not one note, but I don't think she gets to be as charismatic as she was in the first movie because obviously she's playing a character that's gone through a lot of trauma. Andy Helen, that's a very tough one for me to dispute against, but obviously we're in a tricky situation because Kirkland hasn't seen that one. So I give the slight edge to Maymay. If it's Andy and Helen, I'm not mad, but I would cut Mid Thunder and Wright. Those are my two cuts.
Can't support the cut of Mid Thunder. I think she's just, again, she just delivers. There's so much where just when you are the only thing on screen and your co-acting buddy is a dog and you deliver this awesome story and this narrative just through your acting and like you're using your sign language and not actually talking, I think that just exposes a whole new level of acting.
But is it top five of the year?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Zoinks. All right.
Taylor, what's your bottom? What's your bottom?
Let's go that way.
I'd probably go Maymay and then Shuri.
Do you want to cut Shuri? Travis, that was your bottom, right?
Yeah, I could cut Shuri.
Taylor, should we do that?
Yeah. Kirkland, I feel like you like to wait until like you can actually like have the imposing vote, make a heavy hitting decision at the end. Vote.
Well, like I kind of have a like because Janelle Monáe, like I have no say in that, so that's a you guys' decision. So I feel like it's kind of between you guys to decide on this one.
Well,
you know
what?
Where
what
I lie.
Do you want to say?
I like Mid Thunder as the pick for sure. I think she doesn't go. Like, she doesn't have a lot of monologue situation, but that's just kind of... I mean, for all the list of reasons that Taylor mentioned, like, I do agree with that. Like, you really have to bring it. And then if you're comparing it to someone like Rosalie Chang as Maymay, it's like, well, she's not physically acting there, but I also agree with a lot of points of what Travis mentioned, where, like, she just brings so much to the voice acting role. But, I don't know, is that a weird situation to have a voice actor up there with all the best actresses? I don't know. I feel like it's a whole other conversation. So it's tough to say.
Happened
but
before.
Again, my vote's kind of limited here because I just 33% of the people of the vote on here, I just can't really say it too. Mm-hmm. So that's
the thing because, yeah, you haven't seen it. And then I feel like if you take, I guess it would have to be, if you took to Janelle, I'm not saying that. I imagine Dylan and Taylor with Amber. Who are you between the two of those two, Kirkland? You had to be between Amber and Rosalie.
Are we at that point?
No, we're close to it. We're getting down to nitty gritty.
It's like a coin toss, but I think I would go Mid Thunder.
Okay. And then, but Dylan, I imagine you'd go Monáe over Mid Thunder, right?
Yeah, that's Janelle's my number one right now.
And I'd probably go Monáe over Mid Thunder.
There you go.
But I would...
It's going to go to the patrons.
Might be the best route just to throw up
a three-way
horse race. Yeah, because I feel like we're in a stalemate as far as, like, it's everybody, like, when we vote a certain way, it's like, well, if you change your vote that way, I'd rather this person. So I'm down to throw it to the patrons, let them decide a nominee.
I'm down.
It's a good variety, and then it's cut down the middle, and hopefully, again, same thing, if you've not seen one of these performances, just skip that vote, or go see the movie and then vote. But yeah, so the nominees are Mia Goth and Pearl, Michelle Yeoh and everything, Kiki Palmer as Emerald and Nope, and Florence Pugh as Alice in Don't Worry Darling, and then you patrons are going to vote for Amber Midthunder in Prey, Rosalie Chang in Turning Red, and then Janelle Monáe in Glass Onion. So you guys will get to vote on that, and then you'll get to pick that fifth slot, so... There you go.